Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club broadcast. It's a joy to hear from our listeners. Some say they listen in the car on their way to go shopping, or to church, or to visit their grandparents. Did you know you can also listen to the Bible Club stories and broadcasts on the internet? You can listen any time of day or night, wherever you are. So wherever you are, tune in to the Children's Bible Club and join us for stirring songs and a good story. Let's let the choir start us right now. Thank you, choir. Here's a question for you, Bible Clubbers. Do you like to be in big crowds? Have you ever been attending a ball game when the last whistle blew and the game was over and everyone wanted to get out of the stadium at once? They hurry down the aisles toward the gate and all want to get out first. Suddenly, everyone's pushing, shoving, jostling against others to get ahead to get out. Well, that's no fun, is it? You may feel you're going to get suffocated by the crowd or trampled under everyone's feet. It's just too many people. There's no room to breathe. Or what about going to a carnival? Maybe you want to ride the Ferris wheel. And just before it's your turn to get on, the operator closes the gate and says, "Stop. No more. All the seats are full now. You'll have to wait." Or suppose you go to a big restaurant and there's a sign beside the door that says, "Seating capacity 300, and they won't let any more in. You'd be turned away. In the busy summer season, some motels post signs saying, "No vacancy," and they would turn you away. No matter how tired you were or how much money you had, they were full. There wasn't room for anyone else. That would be a very bad, unhappy feeling. And it could happen. It could happen when you least expect it. But I have good news for you. I know of one place where that cannot happen. It's at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the song says, there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. When you realize that your sin is against a holy, righteous God, but that that righteous God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son to die for your sins, and you're willing to humble yourself and repent of your sin and trust Jesus Christ alone for salvation, Jesus will forgive your sin, receive you as his child, and make a place in heaven for you. Jesus always has room for anyone who will receive him as their only Savior. That's something to be really thankful for. I hope you're already trusting him, but if not, today is the day of salvation. Think about it as the choir sings before story time. Today's story is a true one about Bobby's lunch. In the small school, grades 1 through 4 met in the same room. The children were happy when lunchtime came. They took their lunch boxes from the shelf to see what goodies their mothers had prepared for them that day. Sandwiches, cookies, fruit, and other tasty tidbits. Teacher had a standing rule that if anyone wanted to trade cookies or something with someone else, they could, like cake for cookies or an apple for grapes. One day, a couple of children had traded cookies that way, and then a timid, thin little first grader shyly eased to the front of the room and asked if anyone would like to trade with him as he held up a banana. Not just a banana, but a banana turned black. The children all gasped at such a sight. And one boy said, "What? Trade for that? Who'd want to eat that rotten thing?" The teacher rebuked him for being unkind. But then she was called out of the room. And as soon as she was gone, the kid started talking. "Ugh! You expect somebody to eat that rotten mess?" The children laughed. And one thoughtless girl made an awful face and held her nose. Poor little Bobby was so embarrassed. His face turned red and tears filled his eyes. But one of the older boys in the room didn't laugh. He felt sorry for Bobby and the cruel way the kids were treating him. Suddenly, he stood beside his desk and said, "Here, I'll trade with you, Bobby." And he held out a big, beautiful yellow banana. "Oh, Randy," a smart aleck boy blurted, "you gotta be kidding. You don't want a rotten banana, do you?" Randy didn't answer. He just held out his good banana to Bobby and took the black one. With a big smile on his face, little Bobby hurried to his seat, peeled open the pretty banana, and took a bite. Wow, it was delicious! A visitor in the room called Randy to herself and asked, "Randy, do you know that the banana Bobby gave you is not spoiled? Do you know why the skin is black?" "No," Randy said, "but I could see that Bobby's feelings were really hurt by what the kids were saying, so I told him I'd trade with him." "Well," she said, "that's about the nicest thing I've ever seen a boy do. You were so kind to Bobby. And I know the Lord Jesus is pleased, and I'm proud of you too. But I'm sure that the banana is not rotten. Bobby's mother wouldn't have sent him a rotten banana. It's black because his mother stored it in the refrigerator. You know, bananas grow in warm tropical climates. They're not at home in a cold refrigerator. I've put bananas in our refrigerator, too. They turned black on the outside, but the inside was still good." Randy was happy and went back to his seat. But then Bobby went over to Randy's desk and handed him the good yellow banana. He had taken a bite of it, and then thought about the sacrifice Randy had made for him and knew it wasn't a fair trade. He wanted to give back the good banana to Randy and get his old black one back. He didn't know what the lady had told Randy, so he thought the black one was really spoiled and he wanted it back home. When the teacher came back to the class, she heard what Randy had done. After lunch, she spoke quietly. "Children, I want to tell you something about a boy in our room who has won a big victory today. Some of you are saved because you've trusted Christ as your Savior, and that's wonderful. But did you know that even as a Christian, you still have the old sin nature within? Sometimes you still want to be selfish or proud or want your own way. But if you ask the Lord, He'll help you do right and put others ahead of yourself. That's what Randy did today when he took what he thought was a bad banana so Bobby could have a good one. After a while, Bobby felt badly that he'd given the bad one to Randy, so he went to him to trade back again. So really, both boys put down their old nature and stepped up to do the right thing, and I'm very proud of them. Let's pray that God will help all of us to put the Lord Jesus Christ first in everything, and that we'll put others ahead of ourselves and ourselves last. And look at that. If you take the first letter of each of those words in that order, what do they spell? J is for Jesus, O is for others, and Y for yourself. What do they spell? The whole class answered at once, "Joy!" And they all clapped with joy at their discovery. Later, the teacher put a big picture of a banana on the wall, and under it printed, "Jesus first, others second, and yourself last." That's how to spell joy. Bananas became a very popular item for lunch after that, and always reminded the children of a great truth. It's not the outward appearance that matters, whether a banana or a boy. It's whether the inside is clean and made new by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And you can have your sins forgiven and cleansed. You can have a new nature within if you'll receive Christ as your Savior. Trust Him today.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.